Blog Talk Radio.
...of KJMA's practice of constructive community reporting, we have invited Dr. Khalid Mohammed, Minister and Supreme Captain of Minister Louis Farrakhan and the elite fruit of Islam, to help us to put today's events into perspective. Dr. Mohammed.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The Honorable Elijah Mohammed and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teach us that no matter how bad the condition looks that the black man and black woman is in, no matter how much self-destruction, no matter how much destructive behavior and conduct we see on the part of the black man and black woman, no matter how low the black man and black woman has fallen, the black man is the original man, God's people.
Could you help us to understand the kind of forces that create a Frank Williams?
When we look at a Roberta, a Frank Williams, and the many Frank Williams across the nation of America and the black nation in general, when we look at a Frank Williams, we see one who is other than self. And when we see him doing evil, we see him doing evil which is learned behavior, learned and picked up from the very devil himself over the past 400 years. I guess, Roberta, we could say the devil made him do it.
Nephew of Asada Shakur, second son of Afeni Shakur. So you know the pride of the Panthers in me. Marcus Garvey's red, black, and green is in me. Fools getting shot down, locked up for material living. This is all genocide. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children.
Black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. It's your brother, your soldier in arms, and that comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli, and I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and smells of North America. And as we do about this time, we give thanks. We give thanks and honor to our great Creator who answers to many different names. And of course, we bear witness regardless to land label or language there is but one God. And we give thanks in the masculine and feminine expression, of course, for all of our ancestors. And as your comrade in battle and soldier in arms, I want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. You know this comes on every Monday night, 8 p.m. If you are a first-time listener, or if you've been with us for quite some time, or a member of the new Black Panther Party, you know we're going to bring it tonight. We are feeling good. The new Black Panther Party is feeling good. We're kind of, as they say, feeling ourselves because we have just come back on the heels, literally, really almost less than 24 hours from the 2014 National Dignity Summit of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And what do we mean when we say dignity or 2014 Dignity Summit? Well, it's just what our program, the 10-point program of the new Black Panther Party, talks about, that we demand the dignity to do for ourselves what we have begged white people, what our people have begged white people to do for us for over 400 years. We're doing for self here at the new Black Panther Party, and we're encouraging the black nation to do for self and to establish institutions. We're going to get into all of that. You're going to hear from our best and brightest and some strong soldiers from across the black nation, and all of you who attended the 2014 National Dignity Summit, you are welcome to call in tonight and share your experience, as it's really almost too hard to put into words what actually really happened or what we really went through. We really we haven't processed it yet, really, to be honest. There were just so many sights and sounds and so much that we were able to participate in, and so much that we were able to deal with, and so much that we were able to organize from, that I think it's safe to say that every member of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is revitalized and feeling good, and we should be strong and should be encouraged, and we should now understand that tonight, as we sit and talk and y'all listen on this radio broadcast, we got a beautiful destiny ahead of ourselves. I want to first thank our national chairman, that general, and that warrior for this cause, who is uncompromising on his principles and with the enemy, our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. I want to give thanks to our national staff, the National Central Committee, and all of the hard workers on the national laboring staff of the new Black Panther Party. I want to give thanks to all of our regional helpers, no matter what your title and position, and all of our local helpers and chapters and think tanks, and the new members, the veteran members and the new members of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We want to give you a salute and a black power fist. And I want to tell you thank you for making this probably the best national summit ever had in our 20-plus year history of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And the atmosphere, brothers and sisters, if you were not there, the atmosphere was an atmosphere of love and brotherhood, an atmosphere of sisterhood, an atmosphere of dedication, an atmosphere of revitalization, an atmosphere of recommitment, and an atmosphere that was revolutionary. That's what it was. We were all recommitted and even more committed to doing this work, but we would be remiss if we did not acknowledge the fact that out of all the energies and spirits that were in the house, the spirit of that bold, bald-headed black man who told us his purpose on the planet, the reason why he came from his mother's womb, was to give our enemies in the black nation hell from the cradle to the grave. And he did that not only by damaging their lives while he was here physically confronting the reactionary racist elements amongst us while he was here physically, but even after in 2001, when he made his spiritual transition, he left a foundation and a structure that we now stand on. And we have to give thanks to another black man who we had to give a righteous Panther salute to and pay tribute to, a brother who has carried the torch, been in the organization for 20-plus years and carried the torch for all that time since 2001 until last year, November, carried the hardest, one of the hardest positions any black man or black woman can carry within an organization and in the new Black Panther Party in particular. He was our national chairman from all that time, taking the fire and taking the heat, but taking the point and furthering the structure and the spirit and the mission that the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad helped to put forth, building on the foundation of Brother Aaron Michaels out of Dallas, Texas, who helped to found the organization, who did found the organization, and the organization from that base in Dallas, Texas in the South. We got to give thanks to our Attorney General. I love that title, as I gave him so much more than just attorney at war, but Attorney General, who proved over the course of the years that he was the man for the job, and I say still is the man for the job of the liberation and rise of our people, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We had to give thanks to him, and we paid tribute to him. And we paid tribute to the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, Honorable Mayor Chokwe Lumumba of Jackson, Mississippi, who was supposed to give the keynote address for Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who was one of his mentors in the revolutionary work and in the legal aspect. But we know Attorney Chokwe Lumumba made his spiritual transition a little over a month now to what many and most of us believe, and I am one of them, who believes that it was assassination. And so he was unable to give the keynote address, but he was able to be remembered, and his spirit and legacy was felt and known in that room and in the locations that we were in. And so we thank Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who will be on with us in the show tonight. We thank our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, who will be on with us later in the show tonight. And we thank all of you who participated in one of the boldest events ever to be put forth in the hells and smells of North America. And so we have to, of course, talk to those that make it happen and have made it happen. Because the one thing that you will learn about the new Black Panther Party for self-defense is we are not a one-man or one-woman operation. We just don't roll like that. We have stars amongst us, the same way that as you go out into the atmosphere tonight, if you go outside and look up, and if your sky is clear enough, that you can see all them stars, and you can see that moon, and know that that sun is somewhere on the other side. The new Black Panther Party is the same way. There are stars amongst us, and the moons and the light that shines from us, from the great ones and the sun of the greatest, the sun, I'm talking physical sunlight that We're talking in a spiritual and economic and political sense and revolutionary sense of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad that shines on us and shines down on the little moons that we try to give light and life to the other stars in the black nation. There are stars in this organization. And so we have to hear tonight from the greats like our Supreme Captain and Deputy National Minister of Defense, Hakeem Muhammad. We have to hear from our National Minister of Defense and the man who is responsible not only for the personal protection of our national chairman, but the protection of the new Black Panther Party, its officials, and the black nation in general. A general at war himself, talking about that General Captain D.K. Brown. He got to come on and talk to us tonight. We have to hear, if possible. I know he's traveling, and some are traveling, you know, but if we possibly can, hear from the National Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Minister King Samir Shabazz, who was training along with the National Minister of Defense and keeping the soldiers right and tight as we like it, along with the Deputy National Minister of Defense. The defense team was awesome this weekend. Awesome. And we got to hear from a black woman who comes in the spirit of the Black Panther, BLA warrior and freedom fighter, Sister Asada Shakur. We're going to hear from the national spokeswoman and have to hear from Sister Nadia Asada Shakur, who came in early and set the tone, too black and too strong, that revolution was the only solution, that there was no need to look outside of yourself or outside of this organization for a vanguard movement. We are the vanguard movement in the hells and smells of North America. She got to come on and talk. We got to hear from the National Minister of Community Affairs and that National Minister of Activism, who you saw him go toe-to-toe with that faggot Anderson Cooper, talking about Minister Mikhail Muhammad. He got to come on and talk as I talk to you about it not being a one-man and one-woman show. We have to give thanks to those, and there's others I'm going to tell you that's going to come on, but we got to just give thanks to those who helped make this thing a success. We're thankful for those like Brother Reginald Muhammad, who gave us a hell of a workshop on reparations. And he is that founder of the Obadeli Institute for Reparation Studies and Strategies and the adjunct professor of political science at Clark Atlanta University, Brother Reginald Muhammad, whose thesis on reparations and positioning on reparations is probably the most comprehensive study of the reparations that is due to the black man and black woman I've ever seen put together. And it's also probably, and more likely is, the most dedicated piece of work to the study and field of reparations that I've ever seen. He also offers the solutions on how we can make it happen in a real way with just a little unity. Also have to thank the National Conference of Black Mayors and Dr. Vanessa R. Williams, who came through strong and taught the brothers and sisters on real black political power and the purpose that of politics and how everything is politics, not just going behind what we call a glorified shower curtain, but that everything that we do concerning black life and black people is political. Thank her and thank her presentation and her warrior spirit. We appreciate that great CEO of the Roberts Group, Dr. Michael V. Roberts, who blessed us multiple times with his economic genius and creative genius, and instilled in us the techniques and gave us the tools to not only be billionaires in the pocket, but billionaires in the mind, in the heart, in the body, in the soul, and the spirit. We give thanks to Brother Anthony Nash from Southside Liquidation came and talked to us about owning your own business and businesses and how to be successful in an economic downturn, as they call it, where America is bankrupt, and still roll and be able to make monies and be able to do for self, even if America doesn't have a job for you, black man and black woman. We give thanks to our National Minister of Justice, who will also be on with us by the grace of God, Brother Imam Akbar Bilal Kareem, who came through strong on the point for political prisoners and the freedom for political prisoners here in the hells of North America that this administration has still refused to acknowledge. We got to hear from the National Minister of Justice. We want to give thanks to Attorney Mawali Davis, who gave us the great representation as a student of the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, and gave us a great tribute to Attorney Malik Shabazz, and gave us great legal advice and legal standing for our fight that we could continue to put our foot up in this cracker's behind. We give thanks for Brother Mark from the Paralegals for Justice, as he was kicking statistics. All of those who participated in the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad Symposium, giving thanks to those representatives that came, and giving thanks to those who stood and talked and gave us the fire and the fuel to take this struggle abroad as we prepare in 2015 to go black to Africa, to the International Pan-African Convention with the Pan-African Congress of Azania and many others. We give thanks to those who helped us, giving thanks, of course, to the greats, other greats who worked hard, like our Deputy National Youth Minister, Sister Chrissy Payne, who gave us a fiery exegesis of why it is important to save our youth, and gave her testimony of being a young woman coming up in North America, not being understood or not being protected, being put in vulnerable situations, and how that affected her later in her adult life, and how we can correct that for the black woman and the black man. We give thanks, of course, to those of you who helped us talk about the great propaganda war and the propaganda that's against the organization and against the black nation. We give thanks to brothers from National Black TV, Brother Kayula Yashiran, and the whole staff, and those who broadcasted live streamed the National 2014 Dignity Summit on National Black Television. Giving thanks to Sister Joan Vanessa, who came in as a serial entrepreneur, as she calls it. I love that title, the serial entrepreneur, and talked to us about living the right way and getting money the right way without having to do things that harm your soul and harm yourself, and doing things that she shared her time in the industry and her time behind the cameras and her time dealing with entertainers and how it wasn't all it was cracked up to be. And we thank her for her testimony and thank her for her wisdom on how to control the imaging and positioning of your movement and our lives as black people. Giving thanks, of course, to Brother Dennis Byron of the Hip Hop Inquirer magazine, who talked about the maximization of social media, using your Facebook properly, using your Twitters properly, using your Skype and video conferencing properly, the purpose and use of a YouTube, or the purpose and use of a Kick or anything, the purpose and use. He talked about how you can have your own magazines and how you can control your own content. And he talked about how we can use the entertainment field to get a message across that will reach our people and uplift our people. And that is in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We give thanks, of course, to those who helped in our black, or building a black united front, those who were members of the black church and those who were members of the Nubian nation, those who were the members of the Nation of Islam and the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths, those of you who were a part of the Republic of New Africa and the Black Guerrilla Family and the Morris Science Temple of America and the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, we give a thanks to you. We give a thanks to the Sankofa UCC and all who made it possible. And I want to give a special thanks and a special shout-out to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for responding to a letter that I wrote to you, sir, and giving us a beautiful presentation from your representative day and former Supreme Captain of the Elite Food of Islam and the Nation of Islam, Student Minister Abdul Sharif Muhammad. We thank you for that, and thank you for the tribute that you gave to Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the Attorney at War. We pay tribute to the Honorable Imamu Amiri Baraka and our brother Oba Lewa and our brother Emuel Long and the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this was not the one to miss. If you missed it, I'm hoping by the grace of God that you are able to get the DVD. Even though the DVD, I want to fail to mention the Honorable Brother, our brother Thutmose Powell, we pay tribute to, but the DVD, I'm going to tell you, will not do you justice, but it will suffice. It'll help you to see what I'm saying. Or if you go to National Black TV and view it via National Black TV, you can again see some of the events that took place there at the National Tribute on Sunday to our greats and to our Attorney at War and Attorney General, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so, I'm telling you, as we prepare to open these phone lines, you're going to hear fire from the phone lines, and you're going to hear testimony, so you know that it's not just me talking, because some could say that I'm biased. You know, you're the National Chief of Staff. Of course, you're going to say it's good. Nah, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this 2014 Dignity Summit was the summit of all summits, and there's a new movement in America. There's a new spirit in America. There's a new drive in America and belief for black power. The hunger is there. And I don't want to forget to say that we unveiled the national headquarters of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Brothers and sisters, was in the national base training and building and being taught and being shaped and fashioned into new panthers, into new leaders, into new creatures, into new warriors. It will be the vanguard center in the hills of North America, and the light will project all around the world. The light will be felt all around the world right there from Atlanta, Georgia, and we have even more property. I'm here to tell you, for those that are listening, whether you're friend or foe, we have more property that we're looking to acquire and going to acquire, all kinds of buildings, businesses, and Panther houses and restaurants. And I'm telling you, the new Black Panther Party is on the top. And any enemy that comes against us to try to stop the foundation, you will only be sealing your own fate. Because when the almighty, wise, true, and living God is behind you, and the ancestors are behind you, and the wisdom and spirit and teachings of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad is with you, and the guidance of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and our General and Chairman Hashim and Zinga and the whole staff is with you, there is nothing that the enemy can do. No matter how great the technology, no matter how vicious the slander, no matter how strong the onslaught, there is nothing they can do to stop the rise of these black messiahs. Because they believe they stopped us in the 60s by causing our organizations to infight and fight and kill one another. But I'm here to tell you, devils, we're too wise for that bullish today. And so I want to go right to the phone lines and hear from those of you who were a part of this monumentous, and is that a word, this monumentous, I hope it is, and magnificent occasion. I want to hear from you. And so we'll go to the phone lines, and the number to call is 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447. We will go right to the phones and ask you, What was your thoughts of the 2014 Dignity Summit National Tributes and everything that happened? Let's go to our first caller here. Area code 239-300. You're on live with Black Power Radio and your host, Sean Saddam Fuali. Talk to me.
Black Power. This is your national spokeswoman, Nadia Sashakur, sir.
Black Power. Just mentioning you, Sister National Spokeswoman, Nadia Shakur. Welcome to the radio broadcast, ma'am. How are you?
I'm blessed, King. I'm happy to be here, and I'm still in the euphoria of the 2014 National Black Power Summit, the new Black Panther Party, comrade. I have to tell you, sir, this, for me, was monumentous. We're going to go ahead and make that a word this evening, sir. Black Power salutes to that.
All right,
it was
Black
a monumentous. And I just want to give thanks to all the comrades that were there, new and old. I want to give honor and Black Power salutes to our national chairman, Brother Hashim Nzinga. I want to give also a Black Power salute to our spiritual advisor, the Attorney General, Brother Malik Zulu Jabaz, and all the other comrades that were there and comrades that wanted to be there in spirit. Let me tell, for all the people that were not there, you missed something that went down in the history of all African people here and abroad. And the reason why I can tell you that with dignity and with pride is because I do believe to the bottom of my revolutionary soul, comrade, that we are the political vanguard of the I do believe that the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is the political vanguard. And for us to have pulled off a bringing together of not just some of the mightiest black warriors, leaders, thinkers, architects of black revolutionary tactics, we brought them all together, gangbangers. We brought former drug dealers, pimps. We brought the lumpen proletarian and the proletariat. We brought Africans here and abroad together in one room, and we all signed our names and souls onto the Black Revolutionary. Comrade, I have to tell you that in itself is a victory. I want to let the comrades know that you have to continue in the work, continue in the commitment that we all made over the weekend during the Dignity Summit of New Black Panther Party here in Atlanta, Georgia, because I will tell you that we are sitting at the cusp of something very traumatic in the eyes of the fascists. We said last year, comrade, I know you remember this, sir. We broadcast last year that the United Snakes government put out openly in the ethers and to the people that the new Black Panther Party was the greatest threat to them and that they were going to have us destroyed by 2013. Am I wrong or am I right, sir?
That's what they said.
That's what they said. And I do believe the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is still here and still strong because we can't stop and we won't stop. Am I right, comrades? So I do tell you that we are the political vanguard because we are the strongest foundation socially, politically, militarily. And if we pull off these endeavors, inshallah, we are the mighty new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We will be the strongest economic path, a pure ideology that is founded in the footsteps of the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors, and we will not renege on any of these blood or any of the tears that fell from our ancestors. Comrades, we will prevail. And that's why I can sit here and say, even in the state of mind that I'm in, I'm at the doctor's office right now, comrades, finishing up some of my local treatments because the devil continues to attack our people through the food we eat and through the air that we breathe. We take into our bodies since the time of our inception from an oppressive birth, and now we must go back and we must take the teachings that Elijah Muhammad taught us, and we must eat to live, comrades. And these are some of the things that we preached on the 2014 Summit of Dignity for the New Black Panther Party of Self-Defense. Our people, the foundation and the blueprint for what it takes to sustain protracted black revolution here in the American Snakes, or the United States of America. And I'm proud to be a member of the new Black Panther Party. I'm proud to say that I can sit among kings and queens and liberated slaves and build upon a structure that will profoundly engage our people in social change. I don't believe in tiptoeing through tulips. And this weekend, I woke up in the morning, and the first sight I saw was black boots, BDUs, berets, new Black Panther Party patches and buttons on your left. I saw comrades in ranks. I saw comrades standing strong with a backbone and their spine divinely upright and their bodies in tune to the spirit of the cadence that my buzz is calling out. I could say was black power, comrade. All I could say was black musical power. These are the days of the end of the beast. I can say the new Black Panther Party for self-defense is the political vanguard because at this time period, we are the antithesis to the greatest beast we have ever seen America throw at us, which is our boy, Ak Drop Bombers. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Antithesis to Barack Drop Bombers, because when you see a neo-colonial fit dancing around, assassinating all of our African leaders in Africa and coming out of his mouth, speaking the very name of the vanguard, and then you see people on the streets wearing Panther shirts. You see children singing Panther songs. You see rappers engaging in Panther cadence on their tracks. You see athletes pumping their fists. You see Panthers on the corner selling newspapers. And you see a summit bringing leaders from all over the world to say, hell no, we stand for black liberation by any means necessary, and we support the 10-point platform and the 9 local objectives of a new Black Panther Party. That in itself is a victory. So I'll tell you, comrade, there really isn't too much that I can say about the summit itself, except to say that it is only a moment in time and a continuance of mighty rebellions. I can only say that
That's right.
I was honored to be there. I can only say that I saw in the minds and hearts of young comrades as they stood on their posts the hunger for black revolutionary ideology, tactics, culture. I saw in them a hunger for the discipline that only comes through trial and error, and I saw in them the power of a people that has been long asleep but is now waking up. The new Black Panther Party not only woke up sleeping giants, but we slapped the dog shit out of them and shook them out of the bed, and now they're standing up on point, ready for orders.
Black power. That's what I'm talking about. Since it's the Nadia Shakur, you stay strong in the hells and smells of North America and build up a mighty house there in Atlanta, Georgia, and throughout the country, and we'll continue to stand. We appreciate your work, and we're proud of your work, and we're going to do bigger and better things going forward from this day forth. So we're going to let you handle your business. We know you're taking care of some other things, but we appreciate your report. Black power, comrade.
Black power, sir. I appreciate being here, and I'm always ready on the battlefield, no matter where I am. Right now I'm looking at everybody in this hospital, and they're looking at me like, What in the hell? I guess black power came in here. Yes, that's right. It ain't John Q. It's the motherfucking new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And it's black power, goddammit. We out of here. Black power salute, sir. I love all you comrades. Struggle continues.
Black power salute. Black power salute. And salute return. Brothers and sisters, it's the Nadia Asada Shakur live from the base there, live from Atlanta, GA. And she's on the move dealing with some stuff, but reporting in on the fly. We call it in the sports game a fly ball. She reported in on the fly, and we caught that, and we appreciate it, and we feel her spirit, and we again want to support her as she does her work in the hells and smells of North America and goes in the spirits of the great, great women, black women warriors that were before her. We appreciate her, and we'll go to another call here. Your area code is 214-254. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio 2014 Summit Update. I think it's our National Minister of Defense. Are you on, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black Power. Well, one thing
black
I can tell you is this right here, man. Being at that summit, I would have to say is like true. People, when you hear people say in their prayers, on earth as it is in heaven, man, it's like heaven on earth, you know, understanding and realizing that heaven and hell is real, that we're in that, trapped in the hells of America. But it felt like being in the heavens when I'm being around my brothers and my sisters, you know what I mean, this weekend, seeing the work that was put in because, I mean, it was a, I don't know, it was a spiritual moment on top of, for a warrior. You know, for a warrior, it was a spiritual moment. But on top of seeing the reality of the work that we put in over the years and the times that we thought that, you know, we were struggling and it was, well, at the time we was in them trenches, you know what I mean, and we thought the struggle was deep, but just the payoff, man, just to see the big payoff and to see the energy that the troops were putting out and to see the response that the people that were seeing us, the people who had their eyes on us, the response that we got from them, the energy and the vibe that was felt across those different rooms, and to be able to walk into the new national headquarters, Black Power, and see the grounds and
Black
just
Power.
Be able to train inside that building and let the troops get that first touch of dust on them from the construction being done in that building right now, it brought reality to the ground and let me understand that, you know, freedom ain't free, but we done paid the cost. You know what I mean? We done paid the cost, and we got more work to do. And the enemy, he going to have to try a little bit harder if they want to try to stop us. You know what I mean? You're going to have to try a little bit harder, devil, if you want to try to stop the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Because I can honestly say that this week and this summit, you know, the Dignity Summit for 2014 was one that I've seen people throw so-called summits in the past and, you know, fake summit, toy summit, but this was a grown man experience right here. You know, I ain't seen nothing but grown men, grown women, and youth in the building all the way around the table. You know what I mean? I seen elders. I seen a full-scale family tree, and I seen a birth and a rebirth of a nation that's tried to be destroyed so many times. I seen solidarity between the Nation of Islam and the new Black Panther Party. The white man tried to infiltrate that long time ago, you know what I mean, to keep us separate, to keep us fighting amongst each other because they know those are two forces that have rebuilt this black nation quicker than anything. And I seen, I mean, the messenger sent representation down, and we was able to sit on the panel and discuss our people, the future goals for fighting for freedom, you know what I mean, and to let the world know that, hey, man, we family, and we're going to ride together. And to be able to, you know, pay tribute to our former national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, showed one thing, that, you know, he's not off of the front line, but he's moved onto another position on the front line with Black Lawyers for Justice, and we still got his black, and I know he got our black, you know. So it was a beautiful thing. I also let the world know. I'm going to let the world know right now that the new Black Panther Party has established a separate unit within the ranks of the defense ministry. You know, just like the nation, you got the male, you got the Fruit of Islam, and then you got the mighty MGP. Well, the new Black Panther Party for self-defense is about to break the ranks down and let some of the warrior queens rebirth some of the warrior princes. And we're about to build a nation that's just, we're about to reach out to brothers and sisters, man. It surprised me to see so many sisters in uniforms, in the ranks, sisters covered in the jams, different levels of brotherhood and sisterhood throughout the realm of the whole summit, man. But this just showed me how much farther that we have to go along the journey, how much building that we have to continue to do. But I want to say this right quick. There was something I was reading in a book, and it was talking about killing the parasite. And the parasite being compared, fear was compared to the parasite and oppression and certain things. The parasite describes it like a monster with many heads. That's what we've been facing in the past, man. We've been overcome by certain parasites, COINTELPRO, niggerism, you know, thuggery. I mean, crack cocaine, the drugs, everything that's kept us down as a people, none of it has worked. None of it has worked. It has temporary success, but none of it has overall worked on keeping us down. Now the new play was is homosexuality. You know what I mean? The new plague is homosexuality. I'm going to get back on the subject of the summit. But these are some of the things that we discussed and covered and talked about and dealt with inside that summit. And I'm not just talking about speeches. We had full-scale workshops, people with notepads, taking notes, writing things down. They was, the pastors was in school, closed-door sessions before we opened them to the public. They was in school getting their classroom studies right, so that they can get back to the battlefield, go home, study, and go out and work and build with the people. We equipped the brothers and sisters this week with tools, strategic tools. We reloaded them clips with bullets, and not physical bullets, but we put the bullets into the minds of the people and back into the hearts of the people so they can go out there prepared with not just the physical weapons, but the knowledge on how to deal with the people and what's plaguing our people to attack those parasites that we have been dealing with now in the face for the many years that this organization has been going and going and growing and growing. It was an honor to soldier with my National Chief of Staff, Brother Sean Kwali. You know, it was an honor to be with my brother again, man. You know, we just chopped it up on the phones and the conference calls and over the radio show, but to be in the room with your brother and then to see that you still got that fire just lets us know we got some more work to do. We got to get to your city. But I want to give thanks,
sir,
to every soldier, every queen, every warrior, man and woman, every member of the new Black Panther Party that came out. I even seen some people who were in not so good standings with the organization that said, I love y'all so much that I'm going to bring my ass there anyway. I'll sit outside the door as long as I can get in y'all presence. I'm just trying to fall at your feet and get it right. You know, it just let us know that it's a beautiful thing. But I also seen, while we were there, I seen the life in the people. It reminded me of where I was when I first joined this organization, to see young brothers holding posts, and they were just, you know, on post doing their best, and we was drilling them. They went from having, they had just this sense, this smile, this look of pride on their face while they was drilling and marching and making mistakes during the drill and have to drop and do those push-ups, and they get back up and they were ready to try it again. And it just reminded me of the days when brothers and sisters was drilling us through the streets of Washington, D.C., the streets of Dallas, Texas, the streets of Atlanta, Georgia, the streets of Louisiana, the many different missions that we were on, Huntsville, Jasper, many different things where we had to drill and practice and work out. You know, just the training. It just showed me the training pays off, man. I want to thank every member of the organization that came out. I want to thank those who were eager to earn those badges, those who were eager to recite the platform, those who were eager to recite their general order so that they can earn those badges, those who have been putting in the work so that they can just not just put that black uniform but get the proper insignia. It lets me know that our Panthers are prepared to be promoted and earn their promotions, not just get someone just hand you a title. People were willing to work their way through the ranks, starting from the bottom and working their way to the top to see the new brothers and sisters that was on the ground. It was a beautiful thing. What you can expect out of your National Minister of Defense is a commitment to be on the grounds with you guys, to train you, continue to train you, and push you into the direction you needed to be in, so that you can be strong and take the training back out into the city and the community, and we can recruit, retain some memberships, and continue the training. Also, to open up the avenue for black businesses in the organization and outside of the organization, so that this path can be a part of our lifestyle. You know what I mean? We ain't got to struggle to feed our families, but we're doing this
That's
work,
right.
And we're making this work pay for itself. You know, that opens up the minds and the hearts of the people. You change their lifestyle, they stay loyal to you forever. You know, I was reading a book. I picked up a book after I left. Second time I've had it in my collection, man, I got it back. I went to the Tupac Center before I departed and was on my way to the house. I was stopped by the Tupac Center and to see Phoenix Secure's work on the wall and to see some of the books that my brother Tupac had in his collection, to see all of the Black Panther literature that he had on the collection. it made me just grab another one of the books, and one of the books I grabbed was Juror Number 4, and which showed a juror's perspective of some of the crimes and that our people have been placed on in the past, the life of the political prisoners. I just want to say, man, it lets me know that we have another fight to do, and that's to bring back the hope to all the political prisoners who are out there right now, like Jamil Alameen. You know, we sat on that brother's trial. That brother's still incarcerated right now. You know, and the others who they tried to keep down, our national chairman, they put in chain. They put me in chain. They put King Samir in chain. You know, they tried to play so many of us down and keep us down, but none of it worked. And we have to continue to build, but the way I'm reading these books right now, I'm talking about these books because the videos and the pictures and the documents that have been taken over the years from us, Brother Sean, our children are going to be reading these books about us. You know what I mean? And we have to
That's
make
right.
sure that we give them something pure in history. We have to record something great in history and continue to do what we've been doing, brother, and not fall victim to the agents and the COINTELPROVOCATEURISM's plot to keep us separate and to keep us fighting each other. They want to see us fighting each other. This summit was about dignity. Many people have came to us in incorrect manners, brother, over the last couple of years and months to try to stop us from going in the direction that we reached this weekend. And never once have we struck out, lashed out, and attacked any of them, any one of them. I don't even have to call no names on this line. Never once have we attacked and struck a guy, lashed against any one of them. We've only worked in truth, held the true spirit, told the truth, stood on honest, righteous, fair ground. And, brother, you see the work this weekend on what happens. People said that we couldn't get to where we at. Man, we went farther than what we even thought we was going to go. You know what I mean? We are outworking our enemy, outliving our enemy. We are reclaiming and renaming ourselves in the hells of Black America today. And we have to continue that, man. I just want to say, before I get off the line right now, because I'm about to switch up on some driving, I'm going to call back, and you got to bring me back in, bring me back in. But I just want to say that I want to give thanks to Mike Roberts, who opened my eyes as a young businessman to a reality that I have been chasing the wrong dream. You feel me? I work hard, and I think about millions, and I think about thousands and just being successful. Man, I'm finna chase billions of dollars so I can reach millions of dollars. And once I hit it and reach it, oh, man, it's on for our people because I'm finna open up more Black businesses to employ my people. I'm finna open up more programs that have saved some of our people, the organization that can hang it up because we ain't gonna have to struggle and be fighting over no government grants. We're gonna continue to be self-sufficient. Ain't nobody gave us no money to carry nothing out this weekend. Everything was carried out by the works, the hearts, the laborers, and the bill monies of our own people. But I'm going to make it a whole lot easier for us, brother, by continuing to rise. The only way they can keep me down is to keep me broke. And as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to keep on hustling, I'm going to keep on struggling, and I'm going to keep on grinding to the end. I'm going to keep our Defense Department on point. Safety first, love for the people second. Black power.
Black power, mighty National Minister of Defense, Brother DK, we appreciate your words and your testimony, and I'm here to tell you, man, you was on point this weekend. You're always on point, but there comes a moment in every man and woman's life where they have to rise to the occasion, and I just want to acknowledge to you publicly that you rose to the occasion. That event was smooth, and the whole weekend was smooth, and everybody felt
thank
good,
you,
and we salute you, Black man, and we thank you.
I have to give a pass that thanks back to the troops and the comrades and thank them. Being on point, following protocol, and just carrying out the orders that were given to them by myself and the rest of the defense staff. And without everybody working together, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. We wouldn't have pulled off the successful journey this weekend. We got a lot more to come, brother. Black power.
Black power. Black power. So there you have it, brothers and sisters. That is our National Minister of Defense, Brother D.K. Brown. He's on the road, and he's moving. And so we appreciate him taking the time to call in. You know, a lot of us, like I said, just coming back. I'm literally just getting in. We're just getting in the Black to God.
I didn't say Pentagon. I said the Blacktagon. We're just getting in here. And brothers and sisters, some are back, some are still on the road, and some are still at the base. And so we thank our National Minister of Defense for that testimony. As I told you, we're on fire. It's the Dignity Summit 2014, and we're still moving here. Let me take another call. Your area code is 770905. 770905. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. Did you make it to the 2014 Dignity Summit? What was your experience? Talk to us. Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
Black Power, Black Power. Who are we talking to?
Okay, this is Brother Terry. I met up with you guys. I'm from Atlanta. And I met up with you guys, and I hang with you guys this whole weekend. And first of all, let me tell you my experience. I met absolutely nothing but some of the most beautiful people. I sat in, and I got to witness what it was to be a strong black man, what it was to be in sync and love your brother and sister. So that media can take it and twist it and say whatever they feel like. But I know what I saw, brother, and I just know the movement was beautiful. I just know what I saw, and it awakened a spirit and a beast in me. And I heard brother speaking, and I just can't wait to be a part of this and get my badge so I can be proud like you guys and stand my ground and stand like a true warrior like I am. But I saw nothing but love. I was treated with nothing but respect and dignity. It's no hate in this group, so they can take that on somewhere else. It's no hate. It's no being against. I saw the Nation of Islam. I saw the Black Panther Party come together and unite and stand like educated, strong black men, strong black women. Like he said, I got to sit in and witness Brother Michael Roberts' speech on economics. I got to listen to Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz's spirit and just how the fire he put in me. Woo! That was a whole different kind of thing. So it's just like, you know, I just hate that the way the media takes and twists and make it try to look like, you know, we're against our people. When I'm from here, and I witnessed a few weeks ago the Klan have a rally, but the media never took it and showed those guys to be negative like they are. They took it and made it seem like it's okay to do what they did. But when they teach you that blacks stand together and come together, you militant and you wrong, and I'm first to say that's a lie. But I talked to Brother Hashim earlier, and he told me to call in and address a matter that I'm handling and I'm pushing, and I'm also a radio personality. You can catch me on Tuesdays. I speak the truth with Antonio Riggins. You can catch me on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock on this very blog talk. But he told me to address a matter that I'm dealing with, brother. And what I hate is it's no place for the youth to play in the community. I set out a basketball goal for the kids to play, and I was told by the community that you got to take that down. It's a health risk. What if someone get hurt? If they want to play ball, you let them take it to the rec center. And I don't fully intend to let this go away, because what will our youth be able to do? If they can't take it and enjoy themselves in their community, they're going to find the streets, brother. They're going to find trouble to get into. So I want to take that and just get it out here and let you guys know a fight that I'm pushing. And I want to let you guys know that if I'm ever able to be a part, I will stand on the corner and pass out newspapers. I will march with you guys, because what I witnessed this weekend was a total fabrication by the media that black can't stand together, because we all violent. We all sag our pants. I never saw one pair of jeans sagging. I never saw no hoes or bitches being used. Pardon my French, brother. I just saw unity. I saw love. I saw peace. I got wisdom. And my inner black man was awakened and just, ooh. I was turned around, and my eyes was open for a whole different reason, and a whole different fire has been ignited in me. So I just want to say I was proud and honored just to sit in with you guys and each time scream black power, really understand what it means, that black is power if they learn how to use it and learn how to come together and stop letting divide and conquer come between us and stop letting
That's right.
the media – the media put into you and say you gotta chase a basketball or you gotta stand out there. Your only option is to stand on the corner and sell dope, or your only option is to play on the football field until your knees or until you've had so many concussions and you busted up and you can't even think straight or you can't even walk, then you are damaged. I love you guys' movement, and I support it 100%. Tenfold. I love you, brothers. I love you, sisters. And I want to say with a strong black power from my heart, I'm with you. Black power, brother.
Black power, black man. And listen, we want to tell you the same, brother, that we loved you. And everybody who I talked to who came into contact with you loved your spirit, brother. And we appreciate the way that you just gave this testimony. I want to state for the record, and you tell the people, we didn't pay you to say that, did we?
Oh, no, this came from the heart, brother. There's no pain, there's no game, there's no gimmick. This is straight from the heart. And I got to give props to Sister Nadia, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to tune in and sit in with you guys. So I definitely want to give her a thanks, and I gave her a personal thanks, because without this weekend, without this summit, without this beautiful summit, I would have still, my mind has already been awake. But without this summit, I would have been lost still as a black man. I would have just been a man and not a strong black man. This summit made me a different type of beast, and I look forward to working with each and every one of you brothers.
Look forward to the same with you, my brother, and we appreciate you, black man. You stay strong there in Atlanta. You help our national chairman, Minister Hashim and Zinger, and help our national spokeswoman, Sister Nadia Shakur, and y'all help to build up a strong foundation. We got great work to do, brother.
Absolutely. I'm with it, brother. Black power and love.
Black power and black love. That's a hell of a testimony, brothers and sisters, and we got more of that coming. Listen, I'm telling you, when I tell you that the 2014 Dignity Summit of the new Black Panther Party was where we should have been and where you should have been, I ain't lying to you. This where you should have been and where you need to be. I mean, if we could just repeat it. I don't know if there was a way to just repeat it and do it again. We'd do it again so you could experience. But I just want you all to feel the presence and energy on this phone. Let's go to the next call here. Your area code is 202-706. 202-706. You're on live with Black Power Radio 2014 Dignity Summit. What did you experience? What did you feel? Talk to us. Let us know. Black Power.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me, my brother?
Black power.
Black power.
Imam Akbar, I am your national minister of justice at your service, and getting all the love so overwhelming to be in the city of Atlanta and to give love and receive reciprocal love and to go in the spirit of all of the ancestors and speaking to two that have passed and then moving to the others, our beloved brother Obar, who put in work. This summit was in the name of brother Obar, our comrade, who worked hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, and moving again in the spirit of our beloved brother Chokwe Lumumba, who again told us that there is dignity in demanding justice. And he's proof and evidence of how when the white man tried to turn you around and when you stand lock arm in arm with the Panther and he energizes that person and uses that masterful teachings of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and in the works of our doctor and attorney at war, the Honorable Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, with our newly installed chairman, our beloved brother, Hashim Nzinga in Atlanta, Georgia, building new headquarters and doing the work, putting work in and putting love in, but in sync and simultaneously demanding justice and dignity in this hour. But through our action and work do we demand justice and truth. And with that said, we'd just like to say to you, assalamu alaikum and black power from the Office of the Minister of Justice. We have so much love for you,
yes.
Brother Sean, who brought a cadre of arsenal of warriors and soldiers and marched in and brought a strong Midwest right up the middle with all of the love that we can get from St. Louis and all of the love we can send back to St. Louis. and all of the love that we can get out of Louisville, Kentucky, and all of the love that has been sent and the reciprocal love of Louisville, Kentucky. All of y'all, by y'all actions, should applaud. Give him a standing ovation for our beloved brother Sean Quali, national spokesman, chief of staff, and held all of the significant offices of the new Black Panther Party, and has served with dignity and has always demanded justice. In this spirit and in the spirit of the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, we move forward in this hour on the legacy, standing upon a legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. This is where we are today, and moving forward in full-blown recruitment and syncing up with the Black Lawyers for Justice. We're going to change the dynamic on the ground on how these cities are being governed, how they interact with the law enforcement, with paid officials, and they demonstrated there's cases of malfeasance in these cities. We will go after public officials. We will go after the police and other paid officials who violate the volition of Black people. And on to the summit, a beautiful summit, a beautiful Black Bowl summit in the midst of teaming up with the Nation of Islam here in the West, moving forward with Black power and Black unity and Black love, with many other organizations who contributed significant move with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, and I put emphasis on self-defense, and moving forward with the Nation of Islam, arm in arm with the Nation of Islam, moving in sync, bound to modern times, as we move a Black agenda in place, a social, cultural, and political forum where we demand justice, we demand love, and we demand Black unity in this hour. And a beautiful summit is only a benchmark for the more beautiful summits to come in the future. And our interconnection and international locking arms in Azania, Africa for 2015. And moving forward here, bringing in New York, bringing in Philadelphia, strong short, King Samir in the north, moving on with DK from the south, Supreme Captain from the south, Hakeem Muhammad, service strong soldier, moving the soldiers forward, a strong showing from Quali in the middle of the Midwest and Central. It's just the strength and power and love. And this fulfillment of the vision of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And that's how we do love, through our demonstrations, through action. Love is an action word. The word in Arabic language is tawba, tawba. Repentance is an action word. Forgiveness, el-ghafir, is an action word. Al-rahma, this rahma, this mercy is still an action word. Because we can't ask for forgiveness or get mercy until we do the repentance through action. And in this hour, the healing is taking place in the Black nation is giving us strength to build on the legacy of all that have stood before us. Brother Sean Quali, we thank you so much for the work that you've done, brother, and as you continue to serve a people that have been neglected, so to the point of criminal neglect on Black people throughout America. But this brother has healing salve. He doesn't hesitate to use the healing salve to heal Black people. His name ain't Jesus, but he does the work of Jesus in healing the lame and the blind, the deaf and the dumb, make them see. See? His old beloved sister Mira with her troops. Her name not Mother Mary, but Sister Mira is doing the work of Mother Mary. Is that right, Sean Quali?
That's right. No, that's right.
She does the job of Mother Mary. You understand me? In this hour, it's Black power in this hour. If you jump from the shower, it's best to scream Black power. Because y'all talking to a bad man. You saw us blow up on C-SPAN, screaming Black at Uncle Sam. Because we never did give a damn about Uncle Sam, nor his main man. We have to have a new power, a new sheriff in town in this hour. We don't want the old leadership, old government, the signs of new government. Said when the new man come, when Sean Quali come as a new Messiah, Black revolutionary Messiah come like Sean Quali, He said he won't accept anything of the old. In fact, he will move to change everything and build a totally new world. Divine kingdom for black love right on earth, right in the midst of those. In the midst of their iniquities and their hatred for truth, Sean Quali will team up with Hashim and Zynga. His name's not Genghis Khan, name not Solomon, but he does work like Hamza and Genghis Khan, like Solomon, huh? Does that work? But his name Hashim and Zynga, and that's our national chairman, and that's who we represent, and that's who we support. And those are where we get our marching orders, from a captain who knows how to flow. Ask the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad if Hashim and Zynga can flow, huh? We just look for the wrong source.
That's right.
Wrong understanding, huh? Is that right? Huh? Well, we're getting it right. On to the next summit. Struggle continues. Power to the people. Ask for the guidance and mercy from Allah. Work for the action and repentance and tawbah. And we know Almighty Allah will bless us with success at every turn in the road. At each of our endeavor, we will be successful from the blessing and mercy of the Almighty Allah who originated the heavens and the earth. وَكَلَكَ وَفِسْتَمِ وَاتِي وَفِلْ عَبْدِهِ. He who had created the heavens and the earth and all that exists in between is the mercy and grace, forgiveness from Allah. Style say it goes beyond the heavens and the earth, huh? No man won't hear you talk like that. But that's realism in this hour. And you need a little juice to get in. Water and tea good for a little while, but every now and then you need some real juice, huh? Help of Allah.
Yes, sir.
Let us go forward.
Yes, sir.
And support the efforts
yes,
that was
sir.
Put into that summit, the energy from the summit. We ask you, Sean Quali, to continue to be successful, brother.
Same
all
to you,
over
sir.
Your face.
Sir. Same to you, sir. No, seriously, we appreciate you, brother. Imam Akbar. Listen, man, you dropped it. You came in on the piece on political prisoners and literally lit a fire. And as you all just heard on Black Power Radio, this man can flow. We really didn't even know that. I didn't know that anyway. Some of you all might. But this man got some lyrics for your behind. And so I told him we got to put that to tape and make that a part of our upcoming national mixtape and the videos. We have to get that stuff recorded. But the man is a concrete poet, an urban poet, and he's a man on the point for justice. He's our national minister of justice, working with Black Lawyers for Justice and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And y'all look for him wherever he's at in the hells of North America. He's fighting on the ground and fighting in and out of these courtrooms and fighting for some real justice for our people. So support his work and support his movement because it's one of the same work. It's our work. And thank you, National Minister of Justice, Imam Akbar. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Kushan Fali. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power. Brothers and sisters, I mean the consensus is there. The National 2014 Summit, the new Black Panther Party, off the chain. And we still moving. Next call, area code 706-294. 706-294. This is live, Black Power Radio, 2014 Dignity Summit. What happened? Tell us what you saw. Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power,
Brother Bobby, give us your report.
All I can say, man, is it was uplifting to be among warriors, warriors among warriors. And, you know, we get out here, we fight, been fighting all these years, and to be among your own, and be among like-minded comrades, man, everybody needs that. It was very uplifting. And, you know, the biggest thing I got from it, man, was when I came to the summit, I'm so used to being on security detail and being on the perimeter and taking a post and handling it from that perspective. You know, I don't have opportunity, you know what I'm saying, when I'm in the field to really sit and participate and hear. You know, I got the first time in 12 years to sit down and participate. And the beauty of that is when I looked around me, man, I saw all these younger Panthers surrounding me, you know what I'm saying, surrounding us. And I said, man, that made it all worthwhile to see these young brothers and sisters that are coming into the organization, man. I said, man, we persevered. We, you know, we held our ground. You know what I'm saying? We stood when others had, you know, walked away. You know what I'm saying? It was just a very uplifting experience, man, for me personally, to see that what we've been fighting for all this time. You know, we're still here. We're still enduring and still pushing. and to see the younger brothers come in and the sisters come in, and I'm like, man, it was worth it. It was worth every bit of it. So I was, that to me was just overwhelming, man. I feel energized, ready to go into battle. You know what I'm saying? And what can I say? I'm still high from it, man. For real. All I can say is black power.
Yes, sir. Definitely black power. I think that's the overall consensus. I mean, literally, you couldn't have gave us a drink or something to smoke and made us feel any better than what we feel now. I mean, this is the real high, and it's strictly natural from being around black men and black women who care about each other and who are concerned about each other and concerned about our future. I mean, it's a natural love. Did you get that same kind of feeling? Is that what you got?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was like, you know, it was like I said, it was a warrior spirit. It was something that a kinship that you just can't get anywhere else, man. If those who weren't there and couldn't make it, you know, it was one of those type events that it brought it all home to you. You know what I'm saying? You think about how you soldiered, and you think about Brother Malik Zul-Shabazz and the sacrifices that he put in. You know, so I give honor to him. And our brother Hashim, our national chairman, I give honor to him. And all those comrades that have been in the fight under Khaled Muhammad, and those who are still in the fight, you know, to see all those comrades that, you know, you put your life out here on the line. You put your reputation, your everything on the line. You know, some people don't know what you sacrifice to keep this fight going. People don't know what you're willing to give. You know what I'm saying? Just so you can fight for the liberation of your people. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To see them still persevering and hanging in there and still fighting, then to be surrounded by a whole totally younger generation of Panthers coming into the movement. You know what I'm saying? It was something that, you know, I can't describe in words. You have to been there to really experience it. So, yeah, it was a spirit of unity and solidarity among warriors, and among the nation, and among all those who came in and shared their personal and professional accounts with us, man. It was really uplifting. And all I can say is, you know what I'm saying, that surely there's a God looking down upon us all, you know what I'm saying, who was in this fight with us, you know what I'm saying, and the ancestors, you know what I'm saying. So I don't care what no one says, what no one tries to do to us. We're on the side of righteousness and truth, and no one can take that from us. We're going to win this fight. You know what I'm saying? Because it's our rightful place to win this fight. So just to see that, you know, through it all, through all the sacrifice, that we're still standing, that was a, you know, hey, you couldn't put a price tag on that. So, yeah, I was very, very moved by it. And I can say to all my comrades out there, black power, y'all keep fighting, hang in, and keep pushing.
Yes, sir. Black power to you, sir, and same to you there in that great city of Augusta, Georgia, and much love to you and respect to the comrades there with you, Alan Malik, and everybody who's helping you to build. And, of course, we look for great things for Augusta, Georgia, and from you. And, I mean, you done already talked. We know you finna shoot off like a rocket, brother. This is our regional minister of defense there, brother Bobby Price. Thank you so much, Brother Bobby. We appreciate your sacrifice and love and everything that you brought to this summit to make this thing a success, Brother. Black power.
Black power, brother.
Black power. The spirit is there, brothers and sisters. The spirit is there, and we can only imagine where we're going. I have to tell you that this was one of the few places in the hells and smells of North America that there wasn't any black men walking around in dresses and skirts and all this type of deal. And the black women wasn't trying to be overly masculine or nothing like that. There was a healthy balance of black male masculinity and black femininity, and it was celebrated in a righteous way. And so, you know, in a true African tradition, in a true African tradition of family, we were a true family there at the National Summit. And again, we're going to thank Brother Bobby for his words and his travel and everything he went through to get there, and the brother comrades that were with him, and sister, those who came, we thank you so much from Augusta, Georgia. And I will take another call. Your area code is 770-695, 770-695. You're on live Black Power Radio talking about 2014 Dignity Summit. What you see, what you hear, tell us, Black Power. 770-695, can you hear me? You're on live. 210-240. You're on live Black Power Radio 2014 Dignity Summit. Talk to us. What did you see? What did you experience? How was it for you? Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean. This is Brother AK, San Antonio chapter.
Black Power, Brother AK, San Antonio. Brother, tell us what it was like for you there at the 2014 National Dignity Summit. What did you experience? I know this was your first summit. How was it for you?
First of all, Brother Sean, it was beautiful. This was my first time, first of all, out of Texas, period. So I wasn't even impressed with any city or anything like that. I was impressed with all the comrades, all the people that I've seen holding the line. I was one of those people holding the line and holding my post and keeping view of all black national property in view. So it was beautiful for me because I got to match faces with names. I got to see everybody that I wanted to see and connect with. It was real beautiful for me. Just to see you, Brother Sean, King Samir, our national MOD, it was beautiful training with you guys, learning a lesson and everything. So it was real beautiful for me, Brother Sean. Just the training experience and the learning experience, and I just hope we can do more of this. And I'm looking forward to the next year.
Yes, sir, my brother. That is the hope, and that's what we're gonna do. Now being that it was your first time out of Texas, and you came and you are fairly new to the organization. What was some of your highlights? What were some of the highlighted experiences that you saw and experienced?
My highlighted experience, honestly, Brother Sean, was holding my post, knowing that. I had comrades that I felt like I can really trust, holding my post, knowing that I was holding down our general, holding down Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, yourself, holding down Supreme Captain, our Minister of Justice, National Minister of Justice. That's my biggest experience, just holding my post. I felt a real good feeling. It felt like that high that you was talking about, so. That's my highlight experience, sir.
Yes, sir, my brother. We thank you. We thank you for your presence, and I want to thank the San Antonio chapter, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, for making their word bond. I know you all came quite a long ways.
Yes, sir.
Our National Minister of Defense and Supreme Captain, all of you there that's in that great state of Texas, you all came a mighty ways to be there with us, and we really appreciate your dedication and you not letting anything stop you from being there with the family. And we saw the way that you moved, and I want to tell you that the National Chairman and the National Central Committee are very proud of you all. And, of course, like I just said for Brother Bobby, we're expecting and looking for great things for you in the near future. And I know that after this summit that the great state of Texas and the city of San Antonio is going to be on fire in a revolutionary way. And so I can't wait to come into San Antonio and all these cities, but I definitely can't wait to come into San Antonio and break bread with you brothers and the sisters.
Yes,
thank you
sir.
So much for calling, my brother.
You too, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power from the mighty city of San Antonio, Texas. And, I'm telling you, it's not only nationwide, it's worldwide. As, again, we're pushing forward to the International Pan-African Convention, and we'll get you more details on the way with that as we prepare to bring the greats like Dr. Umar Abdullah Johnson and have reached out to those like Sarah Sutton Seti and so many others that will be there with us, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, and, of course, our National Chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, myself, and a whole host of us are going to be there by the grace of God. But we'll get you information on that and how you can join us and make your pilgrimage black home. And I know when we hear pilgrimage, we think about, going to Arabia, but I'm saying straight up with no disrespect to anybody, make your way to Africa before you go any daggone way if possible. Make your way to Africa and Azania, if anywhere, if possible. You know, no disrespect, though. Let me go to another call here. The area code is 317-997. 317-997. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're reviewing and recapping our 2014 Dignity Summit. What was it like? Explain to the people what you saw. Why should they have been there, and why should they take part in a movement like this? Talk to us. Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Okay. No more
late. All right, well,
now brothers, I wasn't able to make it on down there. I was just tuning in and listening. I'm hearing a lot of positive feedback, and that's what's up, you know, just having that energy. You know, I can just already imagine I done been, you know, the certain, you know, things like lectures and things like that, you know, with the empowerment, that and just knowing how to fire, you know, can be right there, you know, and just the energy, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, how you just really want to come out and how you really want to step out, you know, to really make an impact, you know, around your environment, you know, with everybody else, you know, to really get them going to do the positive things. So the thing is, so what was all there that was done? Was it like any programs or anything like that being set up, you know, and also, you know, making your other moves through like other cities, you know, and doing the same thing? Because really, you know, a lot of this is actually like a natural, but this is something that is much needed, you know, for a lot of our people to come to and try to see so they can have, you know, that type of impact. It's just like the one brother just got off and said he just, you know, never been up there out of state, you know, and there's a lot of other people elsewhere like that too. But if when it comes to them also, you know, can also, you know, have a big impact in making, you know, the people just really, you know, having a recognition of what's going on. And also knowing when we're talking, you know, this black power and everything else, you know, we have also a lot of our brothers and sisters who are confided, you know, into their dogma, that of Christianity, you see, and really to touch a lot of them when we come to them like this, you know, with the intellect, then they're always like, oh, we'll be Muslim. Well, you know, whether if I am or not, you know, just to be an intelligent black man, you know, and things like that nature, whatnot, it shows that how the nation, you know, the black nation, not the orthodox style, because they follow too much of that of the Arab, but dealing with the black nation, they deal with, you know, that of the blackness, you know, so it's just sometimes, you know, kind of, you know, get a little discouraging, you know, like to our people, because they just tend to think that, okay, that now you must be a part of this Muslim thing or so because you're talking this intellect, or you must have been locked down, you know. But they don't see the good and everything else if one was rather locked down or coming from there with the, you know, with facts that, you know what I'm saying, that can be given and just things coming on, you know, to being united as a whole, as a people. They're missing out on the love that's there. You know what I'm saying? Is they're seeing this deity that one wants to be upon, and we just know a majority of our people out there, that's what they're caught into. So if they are hearing anything like this, then this is what most of them may think, that, you know, some thing a part of some religion. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well,
so
let me answer some of that, because you dropped it. First of all, what city are you calling from, my brother? What's your name?
Calling from the city, Indianapolis, named Timbuktu.
Okay, Indianapolis. What's your name, brother?
Timbuktu, brother.
Indianapolis and Timbuktu. Okay, brother, yes. Timbuktu.
In Indianapolis, Indiana, Timbuktu. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for calling in, brother. We're honored to have you on Black Power Radio, and you said a lot to us, and we want to be able to respond to you. And certainly this weekend was all programmatic, as you've heard us talk about. One of the most important pieces of it, which was building a Black United Front, and with, like I said, we had members and representatives from the Black Church there, and the Wahhabian Nation there, and the Nation of Gods and Earths, Nation of Islam. We had some Orthodox brothers and sisters there as well. We had Nationalists, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, UNIA representatives there, Moore Science Temple there, Republic of New Africa there, people from the street tribes, the so-called gangs called the BGF, and others that were there, brother. And so what I'm saying to you is this, is that as we talked about in the beginning of the show, that, you know, religion has been used as a tool to divide our people, and our people were never divided until we came under colonization. We've always had different dialects of twangs and things like this, but we've always known that we were one people. And so it was our colonization and the repression that broke us apart. And so we're working to pull ourselves black together. And so that's why, you know, as we're taught from the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, that you build on your commonalities. You don't build on that which would pull you apart. And so from, you know, as you talk about from a Muslim perspective, you know, which would have to be, as you say, a black Muslim perspective or a black perspective, you still, even with that label, have a perspective that is common to those who identify themselves as black Christians, or those who identify themselves as the Hebrews, or those who identify themselves as the Moor, because we're here in the hells and smells of North America, brother, and the oppression that we have faced, that our people have faced, and our plight to pick ourselves up and build for ourselves is irregardless to land label or language. And so based upon that commonality, as we learned and talked about in our summit, we are able to pull ourselves together and unite around the principles of the resurrection and rise of our people, knowing that we must still have freedom, we must still have a land of our own, we must still be able to feed and clothe ourselves and protect our babies, women, children, and elders, and we must defend ourselves from any enemies, internal or external. And so when you have that kind of conversation, and we have that kind of conversation with those who, you know, may have different labels than us spiritually or religiously, then it brings us together on a commonality, because at the end of the day, as Minister Malcolm X used to talk about with black nationalism, some of the bickering and the backbiting that goes on with religious debates will have to be put in the closet, because religious debating and bickering and backbiting with each other does not put food in your stomach, and it does not stop the police billy club from busting us upside of our head. So, Brother Timbuktu, listen, if you can support our movement and help us to come to Indianapolis, Indiana, brother, we need your support and need your help. And we're going to give some information out at the end of the show here in a few moments that you can call and that you can email, and we'd like to build with you further there for the city of Indianapolis, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that, brother.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Timbuktu. My honor to talk to you. And the next time that we have a national summit, I hope to see you there, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope to be there also myself, brother.
All right, my brother. Black power to you. Assalamu alaikum. Free the land.
Black power. Hotel.
All right, black power. Our brother Timbuktu from Indianapolis, Indiana, checking in, letting you know that the black Muslim is very much interested in unity and liberation and salvation. And don't you believe, he's saying to some of you out there, don't you believe what the enemy's putting out there about our brothers and sisters in that faith and that are in the faith and that believe in that way of life called Islam, which means peace, because there's a war going on against those who believe in peace. But if you are a revolutionary black Christian, then you have to believe in peace too. And if you are a revolutionary Hebrew, then I know you believe in some peace too. And if you don't believe in none of that, you don't have no label. You just say, I'm a black man. You say, I'm an African trapped in the hells and smells of North America. Well, you still want to have and must have some peace, too. So we all got some ground to stand on and some ground to cover. And so we all got to be in this together. I want to bring another bold black woman to our radio broadcast, who works hard with us on a daily and consistent basis to make sure that we're able to come out to you over the airwaves, and that you're able to get the information about what the new Black Panther Party is about and what it is that we believe. And make sure that if you are registered or want to register in our organization, that you can, that you know how to do it, that you can get with us and support our programs, our missions, and objectives. And she serves as our National Minister of Information, and I also add Inspiration, National Minister of Information and Inspiration. I want you all to help me welcome to Black Power Radio our great, illustrious warrior queen and my queen, Sister Amira Sankofa Kweli. Welcome in Black Power.
Thank you so much, Comrade and National XO. I really appreciate that. I look forward to continuing further build with you. But at any rate, since I've joined this organization, to be honest with you, I do want to share that aspect real quick, and then I also want to share the aspect of what I learned this weekend. And this is, like, really deep. I learned, number one, that spirituality if you're trying to fight the beast or you're trying to fight the powers that be, the system, et cetera, as an African or Nubian or whatever we call ourselves, or black nationalists, it is very important to have some type of spirituality. Whether your spirituality is yourself and you say, I'm God or whatever, or I'm an empress or whatever, but you just look upon that, it is very necessary. Or if you just meditate, whatever the case is, we have to have some type of a foundation. Because I damn near was an atheist. And I realized that is not going to help us fight this beast. So that's one of the things I learned in joining this organization, and I appreciate that from the sisters and the brothers that were amongst me. At any rate, what did I learn this weekend? First of all, it was a beautiful summit. I was around a lot of different people. I'm not just a teacher or learning to be a scholar, but I'm also a person who learns. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad always said that anytime that you are studying or you're reading, that if something doesn't grow, then it's dead. And I don't want to die because of the lack of knowledge or not understanding certain things. And you have to not just understand what revolution is, because revolution is within. And if you know that revolution is within, then you have a struggle within yourself. And a lot of us are going to struggle within ourselves and struggle with different issues. And what I realized and learned this weekend is sisterhood. Sisterhood is very, very important. And listen to me, sisters on this phone. We all have issues, insecurities. We all have different things that we have to go through within this movement. And it's very important that we really be honest with each other with love, not just outright saying things to disrespect and hurt each other. We have to say things and just be a way where we can solve our own issues. And sometimes it may get a little what they say, a little struggling, or a little dusty under the road. But at the same time, we have to understand what exactly comrades and sisterhood is, because we are in this fight. And as sisters, we can be, let's be honest, we have to deal with a whole nother separate entity within our movement and on the outside forces of our movement. So in saying that, I realized that as sisters, because I never was the type that really wanted to be around women like that, I'm going to be honest with you, but I think it's important that I am, and that this weekend definitely taught me that I need my sisters, as well as needing my brothers. I knew that off tops, but I understand that I need my sisters. I need my sisters to help me through this battle. We need each other. We need the black man, of course. And you know, that goes without saying. I always preach and talk about the black man, but today I'm on, we need our sisters, and we need to do some real healing. And with that said is, with the permission of our national XO as well as our national chairman, I'm proposing that we put together a sister summit coming in August in 2014 in Louisville, Kentucky, which would be a very beautiful thing, and that we all bring and just kind of let down our ways of, I guess, egos, and we can all come together and build and actually really learn something from each other. So that is what I really, really learned, sisterhood, black power.
Black power, and that's important. That's very, very key, because as we know that the sister spirit is what determines the spirit of any house, any movement, and that's regards to church, mosque, organization, or whatever it is. And so, of course, we're going to have to organize that. If that's what the black revolutionary queens in the organization want, then, of course, that's our duty to deliver. And so we would do everything within our power to set that up and make that a living, real reality. for this upcoming August of 2014. And thank you again, National Minister of Information, Sister Amira Sankofa Kweli, for your hard work and dedication, who not only plays the role of Ministry of Information, but she also at times becomes a National Protocol Director, at other times may become a defense personnel, maybe at other times may just become a shoulder for someone to talk to in the midst of the storm. And so she plays a lot of roles, and a lot of times, as we said at the National Summit, there are many in this operation that don't get the thanks that they deserve. And so we want to, again, you're one of the ones, again, we want to thank publicly for all of your years of dedication, the ups and downs, and through the trials and tribulations of this movement. You are a pillar of this organization and one of the foundational posts that this house stands on. And so we salute you and we say thank you for all of your efforts, and I personally thank you for all of the effort that you have and that you put forth in dealing with a black man like myself. And so we thank you and say black power to you. And now, again, that's a real testimony. That's a real testimony that you come all the way to the hells and smells of North America, if you're listening in Africa, if you're listening in the Gambia, wherever you are, in the Isles of the Caribbean, wherever you are, if you're hearing us, that you come to North America and find you some sisterhood and some brotherhood. You can find some real sisterhood and brotherhood here if you didn't have it anywhere else. It's right here with us. We'll go to another call, and we thank you so much for that. When your area code is 314-695, 314-695, you're online. This is Black Power Radio. Tell us what your experience was. What did you see? Your sights and sounds. Welcome, Black Power.
All right, Black Power, Black Power. This is Sister Deja from the St. Louis chapter.
Black Power.
All
talk
right.
to us. What did you experience? What was your sights and sounds, Sister Deja? I know this was your first summit as well, and you're also another new member of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. So kind of give us what you saw.
Okay, well, I haven't even been a member for over a year. And
right.
And, you know, dealing with the local chapter, I kind of had to let go of any expectations I might have had about what the organization was going to be about, how things were going to get done. Because, of course, you go in thinking that, you know, we're going to be these, you know, gun-toting, fist-pumping, shouting kind of people. And that really wasn't what it was. I actually spent most of the time getting to know my chapter, spending time with them, bonding with them, and then getting the opportunity to go to the summit was an amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity. I was really blessed to have my comrades be extremely supportive of me going through some issues I'm going through right now, and they 100% had my back. I never felt so much love and support as I felt anywhere else outside of this summit. And I personally like to thank anybody that's listening who came with us to the Central Region. From the bottom of my heart, I really, really thank you for making this experience just that for me, just one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, certainly, you're one of the ones that this organization is about and stands for our young generation and those who will carry the torch and keep the fire burning of revolution and inspiration. Would you consider that this is the place for young people in today's generation, and tell us why?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Living in this place is difficult to find where you belong. It's difficult to figure out who it is that you are. And when you realize how important a movement like this is and how it calls to you and how much it makes sense to you, it's almost the most compelling feeling to belong to it. And being young and being focused and determined to be a part of changing my community and be a part of changing the world, I can't think of anything bigger than that, anything greater than that, and it's necessary. And if there's one thing I definitely felt during the entire summit, was that we were necessary, that we were and we are a crucial part of the success of the New Black Panther Party. I can't say that I didn't hear that come from anyone's mouth, King Samir's mouth, our national chairman, Marcy Menzinga, American Cofa herself, and you, sir, as well. Just everybody was letting us know just how important we are and how crucial we are to the movement.
We thank you so much for that. And would you share with us in closing what your hopes are for the great city of St. Louis, Missouri, and what you plan to make happen and what you all want to do for the great city of St. Louis going forward into the future?
Well, St. Louis is a tough cookie to crack. it's a city where we are so lost and trapped. It's a sense of hopelessness and powerlessness. And being a young woman living in St. Louis, there are a lot of stereotypes and a lot of propaganda that we are fed, and that a lot of us are convinced to believe in. But going through my own personal liberation and realizing that I had the power within myself to take control of my life and my destiny and how I was going to do what I needed to do for myself and for my family, the love in me just grew, and it's took hold of me, and it's inspired me to do so many things. And so I work with the Panthers here to give food to the homeless, to give clothes to the homeless, to network, to support each other, to spread positivity, light, and love, to make sure that we're reaching out to our youth, to let them know that we have been a part of their history and we're going to continue to be a part of their history, that they need to know and learn us, and that they can participate as well to strengthen them, and also to encourage our lost youth to respect themselves, to respect their elders. We have a beautification project that we're working on right now where we're going to get down into the north city of St. Louis, which has a number of derelict buildings that are falling apart, causing our black communities to look like war zones, to look like just horrible places to be in. And we don't want to see that when we ride through our city. And we shouldn't see that because it's
right.
Our land. So we plan on going down and picking up trash, sweeping up glass, also going door to door, letting them know that we are here and we are there when we're going to be there for them, and we're going to show them that we are here for a change and that we all need to be committed to changing the city of St. Louis and unifying the black community in the city of St. Louis.
We certainly thank you, and we appreciate your dedication to the cause and your willingness to learn and experience and be a part of something brand new to you. And we also want to give you a salute for your ability to step up to the plate. And I know that there was a lot that was put on you in a short period of time. And that's especially that goes out to everybody that's there in the St. Louis chapter, our regional commander there, Brother Darrell, and all of you all who make that staff happen. We thank you on behalf of the National Central Committee and, of course, our national chairman and the entire central region. If there's none other central on the line, we thank you for the work that you put in, because you all really, really shined and put forth a hell of an effort, or a heaven of an effort.
Thank you, Ron. This
weekend. And so, of course, we did great, and now we got to salute, and we got to do even greater. And so, Sister Deja, we appreciate you. You keep the fire burning, and you duplicate yourself. Y'all go to work to get other young brothers and sisters like yourselves involved with
the
movement and take this movement to higher heights than what we have done and what we're doing. We thank you so much, Sister Deja, and black power to you.
And we will. Black power to you, brother.
Black power. Live from St. Louis, Missouri, our sister Deja Polk coming in strong for the young brothers and sisters who, as the great general and minister of defense of the Black Panther Party, used to teach you that the young always inherit the revolution. And so we're building a platform, but we want other brothers and sisters, even younger than us, to take this torch and get running. If you're the young college student, the young professional, or you're the young lumpin' or proletariat, lumpin' proletariat, brother and sister, street cat off of the streets, and you some of y'all who just want to fight and get busy. We got a place for all of you all here in the new Black Panther Party. And our pledge is that we're going after the young, those of you who say that this is a lost generation and that there's no hope for this generation, and no, nobody can reach them, nobody can talk to them, nobody can fill them. Y'all better understand that the existence of the tribal warfare in the streets, or that civil war in the streets with Bloods and Crips and GDs and this, that, and the third, that all began from your move against the Black Panther Party for self-defense. And those young cadres were formed at first when brothers and sisters were defending the communities. After y'all moved on the West Coast, and Bunchy Carter and John Huggins and all of them, and they were setting up Panther cadres from the young with the codes and the blue and the black and all that was happening. And them brothers and sisters had the vision at first until you hit them with that CIA-induced crack cocaine. And so we're going to put the vision back into the hearts and minds of the youth in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, as he was teaching them during the Million Youth Marches and teaching them during his days on the ground. We're going to do the same thing. And so we look for great things from all of our black youth, young and old. And I mean, when I say young and old, I'm talking young at heart. And we want to again thank the Central Region, and thank the St. Louis chapter, thank the Louisville chapter, thank our chapter there in Detroit. We thank our chapter and people there in Kansas City, Missouri. We thank all of you all. Of course, too many names to name, but please accept my thanks and our thanks and our gratitude for your hard work and black power. Salute to you. As we move forward to the next call here, area code is 347-406. 347-406. I think this, wait a minute, let me just hold a second here. I think this national chairman, or let me see, this our national chairman. Brother Chairman, is this your number, sir? 404-883.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Sean Saddam Kweli, National Chief of Staff for the Supreme Captain.
Hey, that's our Supreme Captain.
Black Power reporter, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, sir. It's going great. I see that you're still there on the ground and sound with our national chairman. And we know that you were a very, very integral part of this 2014 Dignity Summit. Could you please, Brother Supreme Captain, tell us what were some of the sights and sounds and things that you experienced over this weekend?
You know, as a Supreme Captain, I'm always on the scene trying to make things happen. And not that I've got this title of being the Deputy National Minister of Defense, I feel that the work that we've done has not been in vain. From last year of seeing what we went through after our national tremor was incarcerated, and then he's gotten out here in the streets. He's made a bunch of things come clear to me. Well, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about him. It's about the youth. To us, tomorrow is just another day for the youth. It's their future that we're working towards and looking for things to happen. You know, pretty soon, people like me, we won't die, we'll multiply, because what we do today, we'll see it in the youth tomorrow. So I'm thanking Almighty God a lot for making things be made plain and simple for me to see. Because I remember once upon a time, it was just a few of us. Now that there are many, there will be plenty. And we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep looking and booking and hoping for the best for the party. Our national chairman is really mature. I've had a chance just to get our former national chairman and our spiritual advisor, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, in the plane. Now I'm sitting here, you know, and I'm pondering and reminiscing and listening, and I'm really dumbfounded for words, really expressed what's in my heart, because after I seen what Minister Louis Farrakhan did concerning the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, that they say he would make people violent because, well, my brother, he wasn't scared of revolution. He told the people that they took to a douche, I mean, cleaning themselves up. You know, the Nation of Islam, we said, was soap and water dry. Clean your act up. Because now, if we really look at what's going on, it's not what we do, it's how we do it, because the people are looking at us now. And then to see the relationship of the Nation of Islam, to see Minister Sharif to come in, and he was very, very plain and letting us know that the Nation of Islam, that Minister Louis Farrakhan has sent his support and his love. We also had gotten an invitation, I mean, not an invitation, but an invite that we were to have someone else to come. And it was Minister, the Honorable Judge Maurice Muhammad from Alabama, and he called and said he was having a few problems to let us know that he cared about us. and that the minister was sending his love and respect. And, man, and I mean, my phone is still ringing and clicking. I can't even keep up enough juice in it because people are telling us they wanted to come, they couldn't make it. I mean, when people really feel this much love for us and they show the desire that what we stand for, what we need, is not just a passion, but it's a need, a want. It's a desire that people want, but they're scared. You know, revolution is the solution, but we're not talking about a revolution where a person just say, well, you know, I'm going to pick up a gun and start killing. No, 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 no. You got to be bona fide, certified, and you got to be educated into what we're doing. And now that this new world order that we're a part of and we're going into the 21st century and we are making things happen, I feel a privilege and an honor to be part of the new Black Panther Party, because in the 21st century, things will change. I heard that even the spoon, the cup, the saucer is going to change. So we have to make ourselves be prepared.
Go ahead.
I see Hashim is thinking he's saying some things that I used to think that maybe I had doubt about him. I don't have no doubt. But after I seen what our national chairman has done, he's an honorable man. I love him. I respect him. And I care for him more and more every day. So we can't do enough. Everybody needs to make things happen more so every day. We need to get up, get into it, get involved, follow the leadership of our national chairman, Hashim Ezeal, and do what we do. No more, no less. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank everybody for their support to the new recruits that are coming in. Say, do like you were taught. Do like you were shown. Bring someone with you the next time and don't come by yourself. And, brother, you, one of my favorite brothers, I thank you for allowing me to soldier and serve with you, because it's been a blessing, and it's going to be a privilege and an honor just to say I love you very much. And as we say, nothing publicized about the relationship, but the love that we have for black people in general. I leave you the way I come with Black Power yesterday, Black Power today, and Black Power tomorrow. Peace out, sir.
Peace out, and Black Power to you, sir. And you, again, brother, another one of those ones who are a foundational pillar of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, brother. And we are completely, completely blessed and honored to soldier with you and to have you with us and to support us and guide us and help us and be that pillar of strength and protection for our national chairman. I know he appreciates you just like me, brother. We love you, too, and we thank you so much for your hard work and dedication. Brother Supreme Captain, we want you to be safe on the road as you travel back and get back to your family safely, and we got much more work to do, my brother. Black Power. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Peace out and Black Power, sir.
Peace out, Black Power. And brothers and sisters, I mean, the love and the spirit is so overwhelming. I'm just trying to get you all in here. We got a few more minutes here. We'll go to another one here. Your area code is 317-997-317-997. Let me see if I'm getting the wrong one. I'm sorry. 347-406. 347-406. You're on live with Black Power Radio. This is Sean Saddam Kweli. We're recapping our 2014 Dignity Summit. Please talk to us. What did you experience? What were the sights and the sounds? Should they have been there? Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Brother Supreme from the East Region.
Black Power from
New York. Black Power, how you doing, Brother Sean Kweli?
Doing very fine.
Unfortunately, I didn't make the summit. I couldn't, the plans I was, you know, trying to make, I couldn't actually get forth and do it. So, you know, next year, I'll make sure I make preparations like 6 months in advance so I can make this next summit. Because that's very important, because I didn't make this one. So next year I want to make it. I followed it on Facebook. Wow. Wow. Inspiring. It's very inspiring what I saw. And I wish I was there to listen to what was said, the drills, because I need all that. I need the training and everything else that goes along with that. So, you know, I've been training before, but, you know, it's very important to meet my comrades from all over, you know, all over the world.
Yes, sir.
And it's very important to do that. And, you know, right now I'm studying, you know, I'm studying the lessons and everything, get myself together with that. And, you know, I'm just taking in what's going on right now on Black Power Radio. Unfortunately, one thing I can say, I have been to Africa. I've had the pleasure to visit Africa, Mombasa, Kenya, when I was in the white man's military. You know, I'm not in no more, but when I was in, I had the pleasure of going to the motherland and visit Mombasa, Kenya, which was beautiful. In actuality, brother, I did not want to come back. I'm being honest. I did not want to come back here to the hells of North America. But I'm back here, unfortunately. So that's about it, brother. Sean Qualley. I'm just listening right now, and I know we're getting ready to get cut off. So I'm gonna say Black Power, and you know, hopefully you can get another phone call in. Black Power.
All right, Black Power, and thank you for that, Brother Supreme. I'm glad you made it to the Mother Continent. We want you to make it this time on better circumstances, not fighting for the cracker military, but fighting for the black man and black woman and reuniting with your family. And he's right. We are short on time here, brothers and sisters. We want you to check us out for the second segment. The second segment of the show will come on at 10:30 Eastern, right here at the same number, 646-478-4447, as we'll hear from our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, and our chairman emeritus, the great attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. They'll be with us, and they're going to join us at 10:30 Eastern. So what we want you to do with these next 30 or so minutes is spread the word. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to your emails, and let it be known. Black Power Radio will come back on the air tonight live at 10:30 Eastern. If you can join and want to join the movement of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and you believe in black power and the uplifting of our people, please call 347-903-0886. Again, that's 347-903-0886. Reach out to us direct. Drop us a line. Let us know where you're at and send us your email at newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com. Again, that's newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com to join this organization that you've heard us talk so much about, but you may not have understood. But now that you understand that we're not who the enemy say we are, and you know that we're doing good work, now it's on you to get involved and to help us pick up our people and lift ourselves up to put us back on top of civilization as the kings and queens that we once were, but greater than before. Remember, it's black power to black people. It's power to our people. And remember this, if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. Join us again tonight, 10:30 p.m., right here on this radio broadcast dial, Black Power Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Freedom is not given. If you depend on the man who puts you in this condition to give you your freedom, then you can never be free indeed. Because if he has the power to give you your freedom with one hand, he has the power to take it back with his other hand or with the same.